Hello everyone, this is George from Ireland. Well, thanks for coming back to my channel. And this is about the United Nations decision just 2 days ago regarding the Western Sahara. So the Western Sahara, as you can guess, is part of that largest desert in the world, and it is adjacent to the Atlantic Ocean. It was a Spanish colony for centuries. The Spanish withdrew, if I think that's correct in saying, 1975, and they even took the dead out of their graves and repatriated them to Spain, just abandoned it completely. I'm not sure Spain had and took a view on whether this was going to be an independent country or there should be the absorption of the Western Sahara into another country. But as soon as that happened, the Moroccans marched south and declared its annexation to the Kingdom of Morocco. They called it the Green March. And I remember being in Tangier, Morocco, and the main square is Place de la Marche Verte. But the people of the Western Sahara, they call themselves Sahrawi, the Sahrawi people. Some of them proclaimed their independence, and they formed an organization called the Polisario Front to fight for their independence, claim that they're illegally occupied. This has been going on for half a century. So, and they were defeated. Polisario, they fled into neighboring countries, Algeria and Mauritania, where they're at least tolerated by the governments there. A bit of a bone of contention between Rabat, Nouakchott, and Algiers. Anyhow, so Morocco has effectively ruled the country ever since. They're more or less the same ethnicity phenotype as most of the people of Morocco. They can speak Arabic. Obviously, there was Spanish as well. Language has declined. Morocco, they can speak Arabic and French. Some speak Berber, but it doesn't have official status. Anyway, so this decision was reached at the United Nations. The United States backed it. So 11 countries voted for it. And it says, so the United Nations has got a peacekeeping force in the region called MINURSO. I'm not sure what it is. United Nations something, Sahara, whatever it is, that force. So now the People's Republic of China, Russia and Pakistan abstained. I'm not quite sure why. You think they might want to curry favor with the Moroccans. On the other hand, there's nothing really to be gained by currying favor with Polisario, who've got no power, who don't control the Western Sahara. Some of the Sahrawi people have fled to Algeria. I remember watching Sahara in 2002, which was Michael Palin's documentary about traveling around the Sahara, and even met a Sahrawi person who'd grown up in Yorkshire, like him. All right, so and so we go on. So Algeria voted against, tends to back the Sahrawi cause, partly wants to enfeeble its neighbor and rival, Morocco. But they are not just arguing over sand dunes. Although Morocco is not a wealthy country, and Western Sahara, if that's Moroccan at all, is the poorest region thereof, it's got large phosphate deposits. And we're talking about a large area, like 260,000 square kilometers. That's bigger than Romania or the United Kingdom. So Morocco's claim that this is sovereign Moroccan territory is bitterly disputed by Polisario. There's a very low population density down there. So there was some heavy fighting into the 1980s. By the 1990s, the Moroccan armed forces had largely won. United Nations peacekeepers have been there since 1991. So the United Nations has long wanted to hold a referendum to enable the people of Western Sahara to determine their future. Do they wish to unite with Morocco, or would they like to pursue independence? Now, the question is, who has the right to vote in this? If you're Sahrawi but live outside the Western Sahara, do you have a right to vote or not? If you're born outside Western Sahara to Sahrawi parents, do you have the right to vote or not? What if one of your parents is Sahrawi or not? And is it patrilineal or matrilineal or both? And so on. And sometimes there might even be people whose grandparents came from Western Sahara. So supposing the parents fled, the grandparents fled in 1975, a woman is born in 1976, and then, you know, 20 years later, 1996, she gives birth to a son, for example, that person's an adult. So, all right. So Morocco pulled out the Organization of African Unity in 1984 precisely because the OAU said they would admit Western Sahara, the Sahrawi Arab Democratic Republic. So Morocco said that a cardinal principle of the Organization of African Union is now the African Union. Sorry, it's the Organization of African Unity, the OAU, now simply the African Union, was the recognition of sovereignty and the indivisibility of the sovereign states. You mustn't be violating a country's territorial integrity, and they said this was violative of their territorial integrity. A similar situation happened with Eritrea, which is part of Ethiopia, but then had become independent. South Sudan, which in 2011 became the newest member of the United Nations, because the Organization of African Unity, founded about the time of decolonization, 1960, they said, however bad these colonial era borders are, that they're illogically drawn without any regard to the ethnicities or the desires of the people there, they must be respected. Because if we start repartitioning, we raise Cain, we will just never finish fighting over land. We've got to stick to them. All right. So anyway, in 2017, Morocco was persuaded to rejoin the African Union and argue its case. And it sought to gain international recognition over its sovereignty concerning Western Sahara, and has been semi-successful in this. So anyway, so they've got a plan, Moroccans, to integrate it, to have that accepted. Okay, so Laayoune is the main is the capital city. So Morocco controls almost all of it, and there's that sand wall, the berm, between the Polisario controlled area, which is sort of deep in the desert. Well, that's my penny's worth on Western Sahara. Almost nobody else goes there. Of course, Morocco was a royal dictatorship back in the 70s, is somewhat democratized since. It's one of the more liberal, one of the more secular Arab Muslim countries there. One of the first to recognize Israel, had probably proportionally the largest Jewish community in the Arab world in 1948. About 3% of Moroccans were Jewish. They've almost all gone to Israel. Some went to France. They've been allowed to come back in principle that they could get citizenship again since the 90s, about sort of 40 years after most of them fled. Well, that's it. That's Morocco. But almost nobody goes as far south as the Western Sahara. Part of it is adjacent to the Canary Islands, those Spanish islands, which are very close to the coast of Africa, but they actually appertain to Spain. So what do you think? What's your stance? Is Western Sahara a country or not? Or is it a province of Morocco? I mean, I don't have a strong view in it. Perhaps they've got indigenous languages as well. Do they have any history of independence prior to Spanish rule? Would one solution be recolonization? Not aware that anyone's proposed that one. Would Spain be willing to undertake this responsibility? Me think it's improbable. There we go. Was that preferable to being annexed by Morocco, who are at least, you know, their sister nation, if not the same nation? Right. Thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate PayPal. George Callahan 79@gmail.com. Toodaloo.